Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Good.
Doing well. You had talked a little bit yesterday just about these two franchises and the history of being two of the most successful. You have the Rooney family with the Steelers, the Kraft family with the Patriots. I know you've only been with the Patriots. What impact has the Kraft family had from a player's perspective, from your view?
That's a great question, Mike. I think, you know, the Kraft family has really set up and enabled us to build upon a winning culture here. The resources that they provide to us as players, the freedom that they give coach to run the team without stepping on his toes. There's a thin line there. There's a healthy balance that they maintain. And you know, you can't give them enough props for the way they've managed and run this organization since Mr. Kraft bought it back in the 90s. So, you know, we wouldn't be where we are as an organization without their leadership, their vision for this organization, and we're very fortunate to have them.
Matthew, what about the qualities of the teams themselves? How do the Steelers reflect the Patriots in your mind? How do the Patriots reflect them in terms of the approach that you see on tape on the field mentally, physically?
I certainly think there's a wrong and right way to play the game of football. And you know, I believe that it all starts with preparation and how you coach your team. And I think, you know, both organizations are fortunate to have great coaches now, but historically, obviously, they've had some great coaches as well. And, you know, I think just going out there playing football aggressively, playing it fundamentally sound, doing the little things, the attention to detail, I think it shows up in both cases. And I don't think it's by accident that, you know, we're the two teams left in the dance.
Matthew, just you're about 4 feet away from the trophy there, the helmets and everything. What does that add to this game, knowing that what's at stake this weekend?
It's special. You know, a lot of team, every team in the league sets out with the same goal every season. And to be one of four teams left with a chance to attain their goals, it's a special thing. And I think around here, obviously, we've been very fortunate with the success that we've had on the football field. But that's not something that we should ever take for granted, because there's no guarantees in this sport. So to have this opportunity to be playing against a great organization such as the Steelers in a game of this magnitude, we're really excited about it, and we really feel blessed to be in the position that we're in.
Matthew, you're right. Now that you guys get ready to prepare for the week, what's the mood of the team right now, given what's at stake? And also, the last game you guys played, things certainly went well, but a lot of things didn't go well on offense and special teams. Just what's the mood coming off that?
Well, I think our focus just needs to remain in the day-to-day. You know, last game, there's some things to learn, obviously, from what did go our way and what didn't go our way. But that's going to have no bearing on what happens on Sunday. So our focus needs to be in the day-to-day, you know, how we can put ourselves in the best situation preparation-wise until we leave here at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, whatever it is. And it doesn't need to be anything beyond that. We just need to live in the now. So hopefully we go out here. We had some good meetings this morning. Hopefully we go out and have a good practice. And, you know, that's all we can control is today.
Matthew, so much talk about fundamental tackling of Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown on defense. But on special teams, you're obviously going to see Antonio Brown back there returning kicks like he did Sunday night. My question for you is, what is the stressor, what's the, you know, most important thing to keep in mind when you're coming downfield, high rate of speed, and trying to contain him in special teams?
Well, it's a tall task. With a player like that, you want to try to minimize the space that he has, but at the same time, you want to be under control. And I said it yesterday, you know, it's, we don't need to go out there Sunday and have an outer body experience and, you know, play, do something that we haven't done all year. We need to play together. We need to leverage the football. We need to have, you know, all 11 guys in the kicking game doing their job to stop this guy. And it starts with Joe and Ryan and their execution. And then as coverage players, we have to understand our leverage, our responsibility, and play to it. Not try to do anything heroic or anything else. Just play our leverage and responsibility. And then hope for the best. Hope we can get a lot of hats to him, and hope we can get him down before he does too much damage.
Matthew right here. Coach Belichick and you guys obviously show the utmost respect to your opponents publicly, but I'm just wondering privately from a confidence-building standpoint, how does it go when the – obviously he says a few things about how good the other team is, how good a certain player is, but what about breaking down what they do and ways you guys can get after that? What are those conversations like?
You know, I've always felt around here like we've always focused more on the strengths of our opponents rather than their weaknesses. I think any good player, coach, team, they're not going to go out there and overemphasize ways that, you know, they can expose a team. They're going to emphasize ways that that team can potentially beat them and give them problems. So our focus is on what they do well. Yeah, obviously every team, every player has things that they don't do as well, but we need to be concerned with what they do well and how to prepare and counter that.
Hey, Matthew, obviously you're the – one of the leaders of this team, but I'm curious what Tom Brady has meant to you personally, you know, on the football field, what he has really taught you.
Well, man, that calls for a lengthy answer, but I'll try to keep it as short as possible. I think, you know, with Tom, just having him on the football field, it gives you a lot of confidence. With a guy who's been there, done that, experienced about every situation you can experience, and he's had a great deal of success in doing so. So, just having him out there gives everybody on the field a great deal of confidence. We look to him. He's our leader, you know, as the elder statesman of this operation. So we gain a lot of confidence from him. You know, obviously what he does on the football field helps our team tremendously week in and week out. And whenever you have a player like that, once-in-a-generation player, you're obviously glad that he's on your team and not on the other. So, we realize how fortunate we are to have a quarterback of Tom's caliber. It's really hard to put into words what he means to us, but, you know, we'll be happy to see 12 under center on Sunday night. All right. Thanks, everyone.